Assalamu alaikum. 8 a.m. This is Bangladesh Betar, broadcasting on the morning of Thursday, the 29th of Sravan, the 22nd of Zilhaj, and August the 13th. The news read by Akhtaruzzaman. First, the headlines. The President urges international donor organizations and developed countries to help ensure that all countries get coronavirus vaccine. 42 more people die of coronavirus in the country, while 2,995 fresh cases detected. The Awami League General Secretary says the government is in a tough position against any type of killing and irregularity. BNP snatched away special status of journalist that Bangabandhu had given to them, but the present government is working to re-establish that, says the Information Minister. Bangladesh Betar starts broadcasting class lectures for primary level student. State Minister for Primary and Mass Education inaugurates virtual lessons. Bangladesh and Japan sign largest ever loan deal to help Bangladesh become a middle-income country and defeat coronavirus pandemic. The death toll in coronavirus crosses 7,51,000 around the world. Confirmed cases cross 2 crore 7 lakh. And qualifying round of 2022 Qatar World Cup and 2023 Asian Cup postponed due to COVID-19 pandemic. Now on to the details. President Mahmoud Abdul Hamid has urged international donor organizations and developed countries to help ensure that all countries get coronavirus vaccine. The President made the call when envoys of three countries to Bangladesh separately presented their credentials to him at Bongo Bhavan in Dhaka yesterday. The resident envoys are Nathalie Shua of Switzerland, Lee Jang Kyun of South Korea, and Rin Chand Quintessy of Bhutan. President's Press Secretary Jonal Abidin told BSS that welcoming the envoys, Mohammed Abdul Hamid said, Bangladesh has an excellent bilateral relations, including commerce and investment sector, with the countries. The head of the state expressed hope that the bilateral relations with these countries would expand further during their assignments here in days to come. Mentioning that Switzerland is a prime destination of Bangladesh export goods, he said investment as well as the commerce ties between two countries would enhance in near future. During a meeting with Bhutanese ambassador, Abdul Hamid said Bangladesh has been maintaining very good relation with Bhutan since the birth of Bangladesh, as Bhutan is the first state recognized the newborn country soon after 1971 War of Liberation. Receiving the credentials of South Korean envoy, the president thanked the South Korean government for providing assistance to tackle the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. 42 more people died of coronavirus in the country, bringing the death toll to 3,513 so far. Besides, 2,995 fresh cases were recorded in 24 hours. With this, the total number of people who were infected at some stage of the pandemic reached 2,66,498. This was revealed in a press release of Directorate General of Health Services in the capital yesterday. The press release said that the recovery count rose to total 1,53,089 after another 1,117 patients were cured during this period. Awami League General Secretary and Road Transport and Bridges Minister Abdul Qadir has said the government is in a tough position against any type of killing and irregularity. He said this at a meeting with the officials of BRTA and BRTC of Silhet Zone through the video conferencing from his official residence in the capital yesterday. Obaidul Qadir urged all to be alert from the spreading of rumour. The Awami League General Secretary also urged the Health Department to conduct coronavirus health bulletin for 2 days in a week instead of stopping it once for all. Considering the COVID-19 pandemic, Abdul Qadir said the government has banned all kinds of rallies and public gatherings for the sake of checking further infection. Regarding upgradation of Dhaka-Sylhet Highway, the Road Transport and Bridges Minister said the work of turning the long-awaited Dhaka-Sylhet Highway into 4 lanes will begin soon. Information Minister Dr. Hassan Mahmood has said BNP snatched away the special status of journalist that Bangabandhu had given to them. the present government has taken initiatives to return the status by formulating laws. He said this at a discussion meeting arranged on the occasion of 45th martyrdom anniversary of Father of the Nation, Bangabandhu Sheikh Mujibur Rahman, in the capital yesterday. The information minister said assistance is being provided to the journalist, irrespective of party affiliation, from the Journalist Welfare Fund. Information Secretary Kamrul Nahar presided over the meeting. Bangladesh Betar has started broadcasting class lectures for the students at primary level to continue their studies as educational institutions remain closed due to COVID-19 pandemic. State Minister for Primary and Mass Education Mohammad Zakir Hussain inaugurated the virtual lessons titled Ghore Boshe Shikhi in the capital yesterday. Inaugurating the program, Mohammad Zakir Hussain said the education-friendly government of Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina has given priority to carry on the educational activities, especially the primary school learning activities, in any situation. To this end, the government has already broadcast the online classes through Sanshad Television, he added. The State Minister for Primary and Mass Education said his ministry now began to broadcast primary education activities through Bangladesh Betar and community radio, as the television can't cover all the regions of the country. The classes will be broadcast through Bangladesh Betar and 16 community radio stations simultaneously from Sunday to Thursday, scheduled from 4:05 p.m. to 4:45 p.m. Students can join the lectures through radios or mobile phones. This is Bangladesh Betar giving you the news. This news will also be available on our website at www.betar.gov.bd. Bangladesh and Japan have signed the largest ever loan deal amounting to $3.2 billion to help Bangladesh become a middle income country and defeat a novel coronavirus pandemic. Japanese Ambassador to Bangladesh Ito Naoki and EAD Secretary Fatima Yasmin signed exchange of notes of the 41st Official Development Assistance of Japan to Bangladesh in Dhaka yesterday. The Japanese embassy in Dhaka said it will continue to extend its support for the development of Bangladesh as the country is on its way to achieve the highest growth in Asia in this decade. The loan package comprises assistance of 7 projects. The death toll from coronavirus has crossed 7,51,000 in the world, while confirmed cases reached over 2.7 crore. Among them, over 1.36 crore people have recovered so far. Russia's confirmed coronavirus case tally, the fourth largest in the world, rose to more than 9,02,000 after officials reported 5,102 new infections. Football and qualifying round of 2022 Qatar World Cup and 2023 Asian Cup were postponed further due to COVID-19 pandemic. The World Cup qualifier matches for Asian region have been postponed for this year, considering the health risks of different countries. Federation of International Football Association FIFA confirmed this in a statement yesterday. Dhaka Metrobus says, under the influence of strong monsoon and steep pressure gradient over North Bay, squally weather may affect the maritime ports, North Bay and adjoining coastal areas of Bangladesh. Maritime ports of Chattogram, Kasibazar, Mongla and Pyra have been advised to keep vested local cautionary signal number 3. Repeat, local cautionary signal number 3. All fishing boats and trawlers over North Bay have been advised to remain close to the coast and proceed with caution till further notice. Meanwhile, forecast valid till 1 this afternoon says there are chances of rain and thunder showers with temporary south-southeasterly gusty squally wind at a speed of 45 to 60 kilometers an hour over the regions of Rangpur, Mamising, Bogura, Khulna, Borishal, Potokhali, Noakhali, Kumila, Chattogram, Kaksibazar and Sylhet. River ports in these areas are to vest cautionary signal number 1. And now to end the news, the headlines once again. The President urges international donor organizations and developed countries to help ensure that all countries get coronavirus vaccine. 42 more people die of coronavirus in the country, while 2,995 fresh cases detected. The Awami League General Secretary says the government is in a tough position against any type of killing and irregularity. BNP snatched away special status of journalist that Bangabandhu had given to them, but the present government is working to re-establish that. says the information minister. Bangladesh Betar starts broadcasting class lectures for primary level students. State Minister for Primary and Mass Education inaugurates virtual lesson. Bangladesh and Japan sign largest ever loan deal to help Bangladesh become a middle income country and defeat coronavirus pandemic. The death toll in coronavirus crosses 7,51,000 around the world. Confirmed cases cross 2 crore 7 lakh. And qualifying round of 2022 Qatar Ali World Cup and 2023 Asian Cup postponed due to COVID-19 pandemic. And that's the end of the news. This news will also be available on our website at www.beta.gov.bd.